Well-to-do vampires and crown corpse medicine. They have long been famed for their love of lavish banquets and rich recipes. But what is less well known is that the British royals also had a taste for human flesh. Two 2011 books on medicinal cannibalism, or blood medicine, have revealed that British royalty routinely swallowed parts of the human body. One of the authors, Dr. Richard Sugg at Durham University, added that this was not a practice reserved for monarchs but was widespread among the well-to-do in Europe. One thing we are rarely taught at school yet is evidenced in literary and historic texts of the time is this: James I refused corpse medicine, Charles II made his own corpse medicine, and Charles I was made into corpse medicine. Along with Charles II, eminent users or prescribers included Francis I, Elizabeth I's surgeon John Bannister, Elizabeth Grey, Countess of Kent, Robert Boyle, Thomas Willis, William III, and Queen Mary. Fiona McRae, British royalty dined on human flesh, Daily Mail, May 20, 2011. While corpse medicine has been presented as a medieval therapy, it was at its height in the social and scientific revolutions of early modern Britain, up to the 20th century. Some way into the 19th century, crowds still jostled beneath the execution scaffold in parts of Denmark, cups raised to catch the precious drops of warm blood as it spilled from the dying body of the felon above. These people were hoping to cure their epilepsy. Their belief ran back almost 2,000 years, to the Rome of the physician Celsus, where patients would gain this quintessential fluid from the bodies of wounded gladiators. The use of cannibalistic blood medicine was corpse pharmacology, but health-giving vampirism was by no means limited to folk medicine. There were few vocal opponents of the practice, even though cannibalism in the newly explored Americas was reviled as a mark of savagery. Mummies were stolen from Egyptian tombs, and skulls were taken from Irish burial sites. Gravediggers robbed and sold body parts. Both Queen Mary II and her uncle King Charles II took distilled human skull on their deathbeds in 1698 and 1685 respectively, according to Dr. Sugg. The Italian Renaissance scholar, Marsilio Ficino, himself the son of a physician, had recommended that human blood could act not just as a specific curative, but as a kind of elixir of life. The elderly might, he suggested, restore their vitality by sucking directly from a vein in the arm of some healthy youth. Towards the end of the 17th century, we find a Franciscan monk making a kind of jam or marmalade from human blood, stir it to a batter with a knife, pound it, through a sieve of finest silk. Richard Sugg, Corpse Medicine, Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires, The Lancet, June 21, 2008. Lecturer at the University of New England, Louise Noble's book, Medicinal Cannibalism in Early Modern English Literature and Culture, and the book by Richard Sugg, of the University of Durham, Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires, The History of Corpse Medicine from the Renaissance to the Victorians, both reveal that for several hundred years, peaking in the 16th and 17th centuries, many Europeans, including royalty, priests, and scientists, routinely ingested remedies containing human bones, blood and fat as medicine for everything from headaches to epilepsy. Even as they denounced the barbaric cannibals of the New World, they applied, drank, or wore powdered Egyptian mummy, human fat, flesh, bone, blood, brains and skin. As science strode forward, however, cannibal remedies died out. The practice dwindled in the 18th century, around the time Europeans began regularly using forks for eating and soap for bathing. But Sugg